May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Qook Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Qook Audio and Qook Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to play the third clip from Shunyu Suzuki's lecture on calmness that he gave at Los Altos back in 1965. I'll play you the clip. Then I'll read it, maybe say something, then I'll play it again.
When you sit, you do not fear anything. You just sit. You are in the complete calmness of your mind. But in everyday life, you will find or you will be encouraged by the calmness of the zazen, sitting. So actually, you will find the value of zen in everyday life, rather than when you sit. Even though you find the value of zen in everyday life, we should not neglect zazen, even though you do not fear anything. When you sit, if you do not have the experience of zen, you cannot find anything. You just find weed or trees or crowd. Crowd without moon. We without moon means nothing, just we. That is why you are always complaining about something.
When you sit, you do not feel anything, you just sit. You are in the complete calmness of your mind. But in everyday life, you will find, or you will be encouraged by the calmness of zazen, sitting. So actually, you will find the value of zen in everyday life rather than when you sit. Even though you find the value of zen in everyday life, we should not neglect our zazen. Even though you don't feel anything when you sit, if you do not have the experience of zen, you can't find anything. You just find weeds or trees or cloud. Cloud without the moon, weed without the moon, they mean nothing. That's just weeds and clouds. That is why you are always complaining about something. So, you know, what you just heard was an edited audio. If you want to hear the original with the coughs and pauses and repeat of words, it's almost the same. But you can go to shunyusuzuki.com and search for this lecture, which is file 650826. That's the date. Just go to the lecture search page and put that in the keywords box and hit enter. It'll go to it, and then you can hear. There's a link to it. I think it's on the Engage Wisdom site. You can hear it with a totally unedited audio. I'm editing that as I read somewhat. I mean, it's what he said, but without some superfluous stuff where he'd start and stop and repeat the same word twice. I like editing the audio. I'm getting into it, but it'll take me decades. Let's see, I'm 77. How many decades will it take me? pardon me. Look, what he's saying here, right? One thing I'd like to say about it is Japanese language and Japanese people in general, especially older Japanese person. I'm mainly familiar with Japanese and Japan and everything from 30 years ago. No, that's not entirely true. I've been back. I've had friends. But they don't state things as absolutely as this seems. So when you sit, you do not feel anything. That's just his English makes it look that way. So much of Japanese conversation and things people say are, maybe so-and-so, like that. So I would say, here's what he's saying. When you sit, you might not feel anything. You'd just be sitting there. And you may be in the complete calmness of your mind, but in everyday life, you might find that you feel the calmness of Zazen. You feel encouraged by it. That's sort of the way I take it. Let's think about what we heard beforehand in the lecture before him. He opened this talk up by saying in a Zen poem, it says, after the wind stops, I see a falling flower. And because of the singing bird, I find the mountain calmer. Same thing, huh? As saying, well, when you're sitting, you might not notice anything. You're not feeling anything. You're just in calmness. But in your everyday life, then you'll notice that calmness. And right here, the poet says, after the wind, I see a flower falling. Because of the singing bird, I find the mountain calmer. He's saying, probably it was just a breeze, right? I didn't really notice it till I saw the flower falling. I thought, yes, the breeze, the flower. I mean, the breeze is invisible. You feel it, but I just hadn't thought about it until I saw that flower falling. And then, I was walking in the mountains. It was so calm and beautiful. But I didn't really realize how calm it was till the birds sang and then the silence after that. All right, that sort of thing, huh? And then he ends it up by saying, so if you don't have this calm feeling, then you have you have the weeds and the trees without the moon, the cloud, the weeds, trees without moon. He'd also made the analogy in before this part that, when you look at the moon, if there's a cloud in front of it, you appreciate it better. He said you see the roundness more. I sort of see it as he just means you appreciate it more. I mean, you could say, you see the roundness more, but that's sort of a geometrical comment. And here he's saying, well, if you don't have the Zazen experience, you're just going to see a cloud and trees and weeds. You won't see the moon. So he's encouraging us to practice. And then he ends it with an insult. That is why you are always complaining about something. complaining because we don't see the moon. So let's listen to it again and see what we think or what we don't think.
When you sit, you do not feel anything. You just sit. You are in the complete calmness of your mind. But in everyday life, you will find or you will be encouraged by the calmness of the zazen, sitting. So actually, you will find the value of Zen in everyday life rather than when you sit. Even though you find the value of Zen in everyday life, we should not neglect zazen, even though you do not feel anything when you sit. If you do not have the experience of Zen, you cannot find anything. You just find weed or trees or cloud. Cloud without moon. Weed without moon means nothing, just weed. That is why you are always complaining about something.
This has been a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.